This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Harry Cooper's with us. Sharkhunters.com. Welcome, Harry.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Harry. You know, you and I met many years ago at a military antiques extravaganza show.
Yeah, and, right. That must have been about 20 years ago, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and you know, those were great days, and I remember meeting a man who was on the Bismarck. He was a machinist on the Bismarck.
Oh, Rudy. Yeah, Rudy.
And he was incredible.
Yeah, these guys telling, had so much history locked up in them.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, imagine class meeting someone who was on the Bismarck or someone who was the flight crew that was in the bombing of Nagasaki, Japan. And I'm sure you met some of the crew as well.
Yeah, the bombardier on Boxcar was a member of Shark Hunters until his death.
You're talking about William Jeppers?
No, not the bombardier, the navigator. I can't even remember the man's name, but he lived in Chicago. I remember that because that was my old hometown. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet quite so many of the flyboys, but the U-boat guys, Otto Kretschmer, the top submarine commander of the war, was a good friend of mine. I had a sleeping room in his house. Erich Tupp, I've been in and out of his house. I don't know how many times he was over to visit us here. Hans-Georg Hess, the youngest combat submarine commander, just passed his 21st birthday. They gave him command of a combat submarine and told him, go on out and die for your country. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, he was five successful patrols at a time when U-boats weren't coming back from their first war patrol, and he got the Knight's Cross, et cetera. I met so many of them. They were all members of Shark Hunters, and that's where we got the bulk of our history. As you know, we publish a magazine on that online. And these new Johnny-come-lately websites, all they can do is take stats out of books that are rather sterile and not always accurate. And our history comes right from the guys who were there, the German U-boat guys. We had probably close to 1,000 U-boat crewmen and skippers. They're all gone now except for a handful. A lot of American submarine guys, the four Medal of Honor winning submarine commanders on the American side were all members. Admiral Flucky, the most highly decorated American submariner ever, was a guest in my home. Had the Medal of Honor, four Navy crosses, etc. So we get the history right from the guy who was there, and in many cases from the woman who was there. We've got 16 books in print already, most on the U-boats. Two more books coming out as soon as my secretary finishes uploading them to the publisher's house, which she's doing right now today. And our best-selling book, and it's really a big-selling bestseller, is called Hitler in Argentina. as you know, we're the first guys that came out with that, oh, almost two decades ago in an earlier book. Then we came out with Hitler in Argentina, which is all the hardcore facts, proof, etc., with copies of files, photos, letters back and forth, etc. And it came out and was selling very well. And along come a book 2 years later called Gray Wolf, The Escape of Adolf Hitler, which I have not read, but members have told me there are certain passages that read exactly like passages in my book, and they're using that for this Hunting Hitler TV show. Bless their heart.
Hey, so I have not seen this Hunting Hitler show at all. What can you tell us about it?
From what I've been told, I haven't seen it either, but the factual stuff, which they either lifted from my book or got from a fellow named Abel Basti in South America, who, in my opinion, is probably the number one best researcher of the Third Reich in Argentina. But he has only one side of the story, which is like clapping with one hand. And I know Abel. I've been a guest in his house. We've had dinner together when I was down there the first time. He is... He bought the story. Germans were all Nazis. Hitler was a horrible man. They murdered and massacred people all over the place, and Nazi this, war criminal that, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a little bit slanted, and that's not good for a historian. You know, was Hitler a good guy or a bad guy? That's not for a historian to say. That's for a sociologist to say, not for a historian. A historian gets facts, hardcore facts, leaves opinions out. But anyhow, the guys that did this Hunting Hitler really, really ripped him off, Abel, and he filed an international lawsuit against the authors of the book. But the guy lives in Argentina. The author is a Brit who lives in France. How are you gonna sue somebody like that? So they can do, you know, anybody can do anything they want, steal from anybody, as long as there's a lot of space in between them. Like I say, Basti is from Argentina. Williams is a Brit living in France. You're never going to get it done. But factually, like I say, most of the stuff is right. Some of it is not correct. They show that Hitler escaped on a submarine. Absolutely false. Hitler got seasick even when he was on the deck of the big state yacht Aviso Gorilla, which was like 200 meters long, tied to the dock. He got seasick. So to think he was going to spend a month or so in a dark, smelly, closed-in submarine, no. We know how he got out. That's in our second book, Hitler and the Secret Alliance. He escaped in the only Ju-390 left in existence. That was a big six-engine transport, which was nicknamed the truck, and it had the range to make it all the way to Argentina or to South America without refueling. And we had heard that it landed on a ranch in Uruguay. So I was just down there this past February. I spent a month in South America. We were at that ranch. We saw where the plane landed. We talked to some really old people, mostly women. I guess the guys die early down there, but we talked to a lot of really old women, and they all heard the plane land. They all identified the time, which was about 2 in the morning, and the date, etc. And one lady had her arms on the table. We were sitting around the table, and she was leaning forward and talking to us. And she didn't know anything about no Nazis down there. She didn't know nothing about Nazis. And then my guide motioning me with his eyes, and I looked at her forearm. She had three swastikas tattooed on her forearm, but she didn't know nothing about no Nazi. Your listeners can see all these photos. Just go to sharkhunters.com and then select tours from the drop-down menus. And every place we've ever gone is represented there with tons of photos. So that part we know is correct. And I'm going back this February because we finally found a lady. She's 97 now. She actually saw the plane land. So I'm going back to talk to her, plus there's other things I'm going to be doing in February, looking down there, which if your listeners would like more information, they can just send me an email, sharkhunters@earthlink.net, and just say they heard us on your show, and I'll send them the current issue of the magazine electronically and let them know when I'm going down again and what we're finding and keep them up to date on the news. A couple of things we did mention about that hunting Hitler. First, they had a guy. They went to the estate where Hitler lived from 1945 to 1955. That's on the shore of a beautiful, huge, big lake, Lake Nahuelwapi. And, they made such a big, sensational splash about this. They had some guy dressed in a frogman outfit. And they come buzzing by at about 20 knots in a Zodiac. This was going to be a subtle, sneaky insertion. They come roaring by at 20 knots. This guy drops over the side, swims quietly up to the beach, and goes and looks at the house. Well, when I went there in 2008, also again in 2009, we just rented a cabin cruiser, drove it right up on the sand, got out of the boat, and walked up to the house. Nobody's lived in it since Hitler and Eva Braun left in 1955. So that part is a lot of sensational baloney. Then, last year on their show, they made this big, big splash, big discovery. They found the ruins of Hitler's house. They found it. First time anybody ever found it. That was a year ago. So we went there, my guide and I. It's a state park, for God's sake. It's been open to the public since 1995. So how did they just discover it? People have been discovering it every day since 1995. So we went along the path, and there were the ruins of the house. It was not Hitler's house. And down there they have it listed as Bormann's house. But it was not Borman's house either. Borman was in charge of it, I'm sure. But it was a safe house. When, now this is in a...
Hold that thought. Harry Cooper, hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Harry Cooper's with us. SharkHunters.com. And if you'd like to contact Harry Cooper, SharkHunters@earthlink.net. And you'll get a free issue of the magazine, SharkHunters@earthlink.net. Harry, when I was in elementary school, I was taught by my instructor that Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun committed suicide. Their bodies were then brought up from the bunker, doused with gasoline, and burned. And I always wondered, really? Would he really do that? Would he do that to his lady? Would he really do that? And I've doubted it, you know, from elementary school. And of course, I don't believe it.
We were all taught that. They're taught that in just about every school in every country of the world. Hitler was a horrible man, killed 6 million Jews, committed suicide. He and Eva Braun committed suicide. Their bodies were burned in the courtyard. But where are the bodies? Where are the bodies? We went back through the files. Joseph Stalin told Truman at the, Yalta? No, not Yalta, the Potsdam. He told Truman at the Potsdam conference, which was after the end of the war, he told him that Hitler got away. We list all sorts of people on my website under books, people who have testified Hitler did not commit suicide. Marshal Zhukov was in command of the Russian army that took Berlin, and he had a special squad tasked to find Hitler's body. And after a week and a half, 2 weeks, they had to go to Stalin and say, he ain't here. And he wasn't. He was not there after the 23rd of April. He had his birthday party there on the 20th. Admiral Dönitz was there, and various other high-ranking officers were there. And up to the 23rd, Hitler himself had signed all the major orders. After that, Hitler's signature did not appear on anything. It was all Martin Bormann who signed all the orders. And so it's just necessary for certain people in the world, certain factions in the world, to have Hitler neatly dead. But he wasn't. We have photos of him having dinner with the Eichhorn family in the little town of Miramar. La Falda, I'm sorry. In Cordoba province, the Eichhorn family owned the Eden Hotel, and they supported Hitler all through his early days in politics, sent him money, especially the wife, Ida Eichhorn. And I've been in that hotel a couple of times. They even have several FBI files in plastic protective things that you can read, that the FBI flat out said they thought Hitler escaped and was being protected by the Eichhorn family. Eichhorn is the German word for acorn. So this, in 1947, 2 years after he allegedly committed suicide, there are three witnesses to the suicide. Günsche, his adjutant, Kempke, his motor pool driver, and Linge, his valet. They all saw the suicide. Well, then under interrogation, no, they didn't actually see anything. Two of them heard gunshot. One of them just smelled the powder residue from when the gun was fired. But the time they heard and smelled the powder varied by 2 or 3 hours, each guy. Then they testified that they ran into Hitler's quarters. Two of them said Hitler was slumped over at one end of the sofa. Eva Braun was slumped over at the other end of the sofa, and her dress was wet because when Hitler shot himself, he apparently knocked over a flower vase that got her wet. But the third guy said Hitler was sitting on a chair on the other side of the room, and Eva Braun was laying on the sofa. Now, how do you make that kind of a mistake? Or was it deliberate so that the SS could leave clues that people could find later on?
We'll be right back. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Harry Cooper is with us. SharkHunters.com. I have a copy that I just pulled off my bookshelf, Hitler in Argentina, The Documented Truth of Hitler's Escape from Berlin. It's written by Harry Cooper. Harry, if anyone in our class would like to buy a copy of this book and maybe present it as a gift to someone who might want to learn more about history, can they get an autographed copy from you the way I have?
Yeah, they certainly can. Just email us, sharkhunters@earthlink.net, and order the book. It's $25 plus, how much is shipping? $7 plus $7 shipping in the U.S. And they can either email or call us. Our phone number is right on our website, too, so they don't have to rush for a paper and pencil. And just we need the name, address, telephone number, Visa or MasterCard, the number, the expiration date, and the three-digit number on the back of the card. We keep these in stock. We'll autograph them and get them out within 2 or 3 days of getting the order.
Great.
And it's selling like mad, thank God. We've sold over 10,000 copies of this book, and we're still selling, and people still love the book because it is absolutely on the button.
Mm-hmm. Harry, you haven't changed. You haven't changed a bit since all the years that I've known you. And the story, well, history hasn't changed. You've been saying the same exact thing, and I really appreciate that. Well, can you let our class know what your thoughts are on? Okay, so some bodies were burned. Do we have any idea who they were?
Yeah, the guy we are pretty sure was a guy named Joseph Silip. S-I-L-I-P. He was a cousin of Hitler's, came from the same section of Austria that Hitler did and spoke with the same unique Austrian dialect. The SS found him in 1944, brought him to Berlin, trained him in Hitler's mannerisms, etc. If you look at the picture of Hitler patting the young kid on the face there in the last days of the war.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't Hitler. That was Silip.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that photo, and you look at the photos of the guy you know was Hitler from earlier, and the ears are different, the cheekbones are different. And But where's the body? Hitler and Stalin hated each other. If Stalin had Hitler's body, even a scrap of it, it would be on display in the Kremlin. Stalin would be using Hitler's skull for an ashtray. He just didn't have it. And the piece of the skull they had there in the Red Army Museum, which I saw when I was there way back when it was still the Soviet Union, about 10, 12 years ago, some independent forensic pathologist checked that out. And he had no axe to grind one way or another, and he found that that was the skull of a young woman in her 20s. So no matter what you think of Hitler, he was not a cross-dresser. He didn't use the other guy's bathroom. And it wasn't Eva Braun. So where's the body? If they had the body, it would be on display in the Kremlin, even if it was cremated, toasted, and burned to hell. They would have had it on display. They don't have the body because he wasn't dead there. He died in 1963. As of the year 2002, we are pretty certain that Eva Braun was still alive in 2002, which is no big deal because she was born 1912. That would make her 90 years old. My own grandmother was 90 when she passed away. Captain Hardigan, the skipper of the U-boat that sank the first ship in American waters, if he makes it until this coming March, he'll be 104. So 90 years old in this day and age is not such a big deal. So back to the so-called Hitler's house that these guys allegedly discovered, horse feathers, there's a long, skinny finger of Argentina that sticks up between Paraguay to the west and Brazil to the east. It's called TBA, Tri-Border Area. And from the ruins of this house, which we believe was a safe house, you can literally see across the river to Paraguay. And 10 clicks or so to the east was Brazil. And this was used at a time in around 1958 when Perón was kicked out of power. Perón was their guardian angel. Martin Bormann brought lots and lots of money, billions of dollars. And 1945, Perón was a colonel with no money. No property. 1946, he was still a colonel, but he was president of Argentina, had a ton of money, had all sorts of property. And so he was propping up and protecting the Germans that were there. One or two exceptions, like Eichmann, for instance, who was not very high on the food chain. He didn't have much money. He worked long, hard hours. And so he had no protection. The Mossad got him easily. But the big guys like Bormann, Hitler, Eva Braun, et cetera, they were protected. So, and one thing that really bugs me about this group that made the hunting Hitler thing, they looked around, they beeped around, I guess, with metal detectors and found Third Reich coins on the ground by this the ruins of this house, and they found medicine bottles, so they deduced that this definitely was where Hitler was. The park rangers told us that the film crew brought all those coins and bottles and scattered them around so they could be found on camera, which is just the lowest form of baloney. So,
well, I can tell you that if you come to the studio, Harry, I've got some of those Third Reich coins right here, right in the studio. So,
right. Well, if
it's
you
not
scatter
like
them around outside your farmhouse and film it, then you can prove that Hitler lived in your farmhouse. Just
right.
Like these guys were proving that he lived in that house, which he did not. So, yeah, a lot of those, we've got a lot of the coins and also the paper money here as well. But to scatter something around, they call that salting a mine, you know, back in the old days
sure.
of the Wild West.
Sure.
And that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it is. I lived in a small town in Virginia, and there's a lot of quartz in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the town fathers salted a little bit of gold, just a little bit, and they created a gold rush for a few days.
Until
it was found out that, you know, it was all a hoax. So
yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's just the lowest form of yellow rag journalism to deliberately lie about something and to sensationalize it with fake stuff. So that was a safe house. Because after Bormann got knocked out of power, the guys were scattering every which way. There were so many guys who were there that were not wanted, but who didn't want to come to the U.S. in Operation Paperclip or go to Russia, like Professor Kurt Tank, the guy who designed the Focke-Wulf FW-190 fighter plane. He and 50 other aeronautical engineers went to Argentina. And they were designing planes for the Argentine Air Force and various others. When I was there this past February, we were in a little town in Uruguay. And we talked to this car mechanic. Oh, he had a friend whose grandfather was in the Luftwaffe. Okay, so he introduced us. kid, he was about 40 years old. Big, tall, blue-eyed, blonde guy, spoke Spanish, of course, also spoke German very well, spoke English perfectly. And he's telling us about his grandfather practicing with gliders, and then he decided he didn't want to be a pilot, etc. And his grandfather's name was Reimer Horten. Holy cow, if you know anything about German weaponry, the Horten brothers designed and built the first jet-powered flying wing bomber. And that was this kid's grandfather. Oh, and by the way, he says, my father is here, too. Would you like to talk to him? He put us in contact with Horton's son, and we're still in contact with them. Horton was designing flying wing aircraft for the Argentine Air Force. So these guys didn't just die. The Third Reich did not evaporate, didn't die. It merely moved. And I have been in little towns down there where they still greet each other with the right arm in the air. And they still speak German in these little towns. I can get along there because I can speak German. I can't speak Spanish to save my life, but I can get along fine in German down there. There are so many historic places, historic to the Third Reich, and they're they're all on my website, sharkhunters.com. Then click on tours. Make sure you got plenty of potato chips and Coke because it'll just suck you right in. I've been on the secret island, 1,000 kilometers off of Rio de Janeiro, where they'd stop for replenishment on the way down there, and that is a property of Brazil, but they pulled their people off, and Germans came and were on this island at least until 1947, 2 years after the war, to provide fresh water, because there's creeks and streams all over that island. I was there, spent a few days there as guest of the Brazil Navy. Wonderful people. And also they had pigs, herds of goats. So if a boat or ship or whatever would come in on their way down to Argentina, they'd just whack a bunch of goats or pigs and pour some water, and they were set for the rest of the trip going on. And tens of thousands made it to Argentina, not only Germans, but Croatians, Italians, etc. And, you know, they all adopted other names. And you had been getting my magazine, and we were telling all that story. Both of our Hitler escape books, Hitler in Argentina and also Hitler and the Secret Alliance, it lists all the guys who went down, all the important ones who went there. Also, all the people down in Argentina who helped them. There was a huge, big German contingent down there prior to the war. And
Harry Cooper's with us. Harry, we're going to continue right after this break. Tom in Baltimore, please stay with us on the line, and you're up as soon as we get back from these few short commercial announcements. There's some arcade gun shows coming up, and there's the arcade prepper show in Indianapolis. I will not be there to speak.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, very quick update. Gun shows this weekend. RK Gun Shows. RKShows.com. December 3rd and 4th. Ashland, Kentucky. Atlanta, Georgia. Springfield, Missouri. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's this weekend. And also, Indianapolis, Indiana. The RK Prepper Show. That's December 3 and 4. What a great show that is. I won't be able to leave the farm this weekend to be there. I was scheduled to speak. I will not be able to do that, but and we confirmed that with RK this morning, let them know that unfortunately I cannot leave the farm as originally scheduled. So I thought this might happen. So I'm sorry. I just can't do it this time, but in a future date I may be able to do that. Harry Cooper's with us. Tom in Baltimore, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Let me start out by wishing you a belated happy Thanksgiving. I hope it was restful and peaceful down the farm for you and your family.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I think you hear me.
And,
certainly. I always enjoy your show. Thank you for taking my call late in it. I didn't tune in until later, so I'm going to abbreviate what I think I can contribute to the conversation. Let me say, I hope you have this guy back on again. I think what he's talking about is a subject worth looking into that might be helpful in many different ways. Here's what I know about this subject. There were a number of families, quite a few, from the Confederacy who relocated to that very same area. I've got a lot of information on that. However, I first became interested in questioning what we accept commonly in regard to Nazi Germany during my career in law enforcement, when I was vacillating for some time on being pro or anti-death penalty. Ended up on the side of being against it, and I wanted to write a paper. I was going to write an amicus brief, ultimately, and my research led me to a very strange guy who was a scientific engineer of sorts, and he was interested in finding a more humane way to execute people. He was pro-death penalty, and he ended up in Germany figuring who better to find out a great way to kill people than from people in Germany who would have history on Nazi Germany. Well, he was stymied at every step. I thought that was very odd. Then I found out that in these modern times, that there are laws against even questioning what was going on during that period of time. Again, that's a big red flag for me. And I'll leave you with this last comment. My grandmother immigrated from Czechoslovakia. Her family and her, and when she was here, they never spoke of any concern or fear of Hitler and Nazi Germany. Their big fear in Czechoslovakia was the Soviet Union. And from what I could gather, and I wish she was still around so I could question her more, it seemed as though they felt protected from the Soviet Union by Germany. And take that for what it's worth, but I'll leave you with that because I know we're at the end of the hour. I hope you have this guy back on again so I can call back and we can have some questions back and forth.
Oh, you bet. And what our class is learning is that the instructors who are on the air with me are people I know. These are friends. These are people I like. These are people I trust. These are people that, you know, I think their opinion and their information should be shared far and wide. And that's who Harry Cooper is. So, Tom, I really appreciate that. Harry, do you have any comments?
Oh, absolutely. Tom is absolutely correct. First off, Tom, if you have any other questions, send me an email, sharkhunters@earthlink.net.
Okay.
He's absolutely correct. In Germany, it's a felony. We've known this for quite a while. It's a felony to deny the Holocaust. Ask David Irving. Ask some of the other guys that have wound up in prison because they denied it. Then they passed the law. It's a felony to even question the Holocaust. And now they've made it against the law to criticize the German government. So, as Tom says, when you want to find out what you're not supposed to know, find out, you know, what's against the law. And what about
putting your right arm up at a 45-degree angle?
Oh, boy.
Isn't that against the law as well?
You betcha it is. And when I take history groups over there, I tell them, don't do it because there's police everywhere. If you get caught because you're an American, they probably won't throw you in prison. They'll throw you right out of the country after they lift, supposedly, I think it's 2,500 euros, which is almost 3,000 Yankee dollars. They'll kick you out and they'll mark your...
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.